about the USA? Do you know about the government? Can you tell me about the Constitution? Hey, learn about the USA. In 1787, I'm told our founding fathers did agree to write a list of principles for keeping people free. The USA was just starting out, a whole brand new country, and so our people spelled it out, the things that we should be. And they put those principles down on paper and called it the Constitution, and it's been helping us run our country ever since then. The first part of the Constitution is called the Preamble and tells what those founding fathers set out to do.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare at hand, secure the blessings of liberty, to ourselves and our posterity do ordain and establish this Constitution for the...
They rob you blind and you thank them for it. That's a tragedy. That's a scam. That's why I'm saying this right now. Americans, you don't need a tariff. You need a revolution. For decades, your government and oligarchs won't ship your job to China. Not for diplomacy, not for peace, but to explore cheap labors. And in the process, they hollowed out your middle class, crashed your working class, and told you to be proud while they sold your future for profit. And yes, China made money, but we used it to build roads, leave millions out of poverty, fund healthcare, raise living standard. We reinvested in our people. My family also benefited from it. What did your oligarchs do? They bought yachts, private jets, mansions with golf course driveways. They manipulated the market, dodged tax, and poured billions into endless wars. And you get stagnated wages, crippling healthcare costs, cheap dopamine, debt, and flagged wave property made in China while they pick your pocket. For 40 years, both China and the United States benefit from the trade, the manufacturing, but only one of us use that wealth to build. This isn't China's fault. This is yours. You let this happen. You let the oligarchs feed your lies while they made you fat, poor, and addicted. Now they blame China for mess they made. I don't think so. I don't think you need another tariff. You need to wake up. You need to take your country back. I think you need a revolution.
The only thing I would change is we have not spent billions on wars. We have spent trillions on wars.
Right.
What do you think, Karen?
Well, he's a smart guy that is saying what I think many Americans intuitively do understand. And you have to remember, Trump got elected kind of saying similar stuff.
Yes.
He was talking about the hollowed out workforce. He was talking about the abuse, the terrible cost of health, of healthcare, and the government's role. I mean, look at the COVID disaster. You know, that didn't come out of the free market. That came out of big pharma and government hand in hand. So, and with a little CIA lie on top, you know, that's always nice to have the CIA in your corner. But Americans sense that this is true, what this guy's saying. And in fact, I think almost every bit of it, except for he's wrong. Yeah, we spent trillions on unnecessary wars. But then if you think about China, too, how many real wars has China engaged in? You know, have they pushed a few people around in their region? We do that every day. We don't even count.
Karen, we have 850-900 military installations around the world. The Chinese have 10.
Yeah, I'm telling you. It's clear as day, and we do need a revolution. We need a Ron Paul revolution, and we need people to turn their backs on this government that is, and I say this government, I mean both parties.
Get us a cup of coffee, and then we can go over the things that are going on in the world today. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. We got old Donald Trump and Jerome Powell. Jerome Powell's the head of the Federal Reserve. Going back and forth about interest rates. Donald Trump wants lower interest rates, lower interest rates. And acts like Jerome Powell doesn't want high interest rates. Just because the Federal Reserve has not raised or lowered interest rates lately. But now all of a sudden they're playing good together and they're playing pretty together. And, you know, maybe we'll get lower rates. But with lower rates comes higher inflation. Because you're printing more money. Because the Federal Reserve, the only thing they sell is debt. Hello, boys and girls, friends and neighbors. Welcome to yet another Liberty Report. Liberty. Liberty Report. We don't even have liberty. We struggle for liberty. We live on a plantation. The plantation of slave land. This particular plantation is called the United States of America. And there's 193, 94 other plantations around the world. Some of them big, some of them small. Some of them you have more liberty, some of them you have less liberty. But in there, none of them are you free. They're all human plantations, don't you see? Our plantation's called the United States of America. And we pledge allegiance to it, pledge allegiance to the Constitution. We don't live by it. We just pledge allegiance to it. You know, the politicians smile at us and tell us how wonderful that the Constitution is and how wonderful they are and how they like to, support the Constitution and all. And they're full of shit. But not a single politician. I shouldn't say that. 99.999% of politicians, no matter what rank and file they are, they can be Republican, they can be Democrat, they can be all the way down to your local sheriff and your local county council, and all the way up to president or prime minister or whatever the hell else you want to call them. None of them live up to the Constitution or freedom or liberty or any such thing. They're all liars and thieves and out for themselves. You know, we talk about chemtrails all the time. Now look up in the sky. Look at the chemtrails. Look at the chemtrails. People thought we were damn crazy. I don't know how many people say, man, those are just airplanes. Those are just contrails, man. Now, we see the UK, United Kingdom, the government over yonder, is approving experiments with chemtrails. Where are they going? Dim out the sun. Now, they've been talking about dimming out the sun for decades. And guess what they've been doing? The same damn thing that they're getting ready to approve in the UK, which they've already been doing. They've already been doing around the world. But now they're going to take their mask off. Now, finally, you know what a conspiracy theorist is? He's just right sooner than everybody else. It's like the Corona shots. We were right about that long before you fools ever realized. Look at all your county councilmen took the damn shot. The ignorant, stupid idiots running this county all went along, took the shots, no questions asked. Now, they'd bitch and moan a little bit, a couple of them, about the mask and all. But they were asking each other where they could get the shot first. Yeah. So now they're coming out and saying, yeah, we're going to spray you. We're going to spray you like a bunch of roaches. And they've been spraying aluminum and barium and strontium and all kinds of other crap in the skies for decades now. You say test any of your soil. Why is Monsanto coming out with a crop that is aluminum resistant? I don't know. I don't know. Maybe Mars is full of aluminum and they're planning to take Elon Musk's little rocket that looks like a penis and go up there and plant some corn that is aluminum resistant. And that's about your and my food supply. Controlling the food supply. People say, well, why would they want to mess up the environment like this? And come out all the way back. Boys and girls, this is a demonic system. And in a demonic system, the devil hates everything. Everything the Lord Almighty has ever made, created, or said. He wants to destroy it all. That's why you have all the chemicals being sprayed everywhere. That's why your food supply is being messed with. That's why you got ultra-processed food in the grocery store with all the cows moving around in the cereal aisle. Moo! 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 Let me get my Cocoa Puffs. Let me get my Frosted Flakes. Let me get my Raisin Bran. Let me get that. It's got glyphosate and all kinds of crap in it, all kinds of food dyes and everything else. Now, I will say this. Look what Trump is doing with the MA and getting Robert Kennedy in there. All of a sudden, the food dye and the vaccine and all this is coming out. And at the same time, Trump has ruined the economy with tariffs and calling for lower rates, and the economy is going to hell in a handbasket. All his manufacturing jobs are not coming back here. The United States, this global plan has been in place a long time. Remember when Kissinger opened China? Remember when Nixon and Kissinger opened China? That was all part of the plan anyway. To elevate China, to bring China into the new world order. Trump was selected, not elected. He was selected to come in and finish the job on the dollar. You see the dollar falling, falling, falling. Nothing goes down in a straight line. Nothing goes up in a straight line. But you got the stock market going down. You got the dollar going down. You got the economy going down. Shipments from China are down 37% from last year. Chinese aren't going to play this tariff game. Look for, there was a recent meeting between Walmart, Home Depot, and a bunch of the big box stores, and the Trumpster and his little group of elves, if you will. And the big box store boys said, you know what? With all these fewer and fewer boats coming from China, we're going to have a problem with keeping the shelves full. And so if the shelves ain't full, we can't sell nothing. And what we got is going to go up in price. And consumers are not going to be able to afford it. Look at the housing industry. The housing industry is just topping out. Where now you have a supply that we haven't had seen this kind of supply since at least a decade. Prices are astronomical. You're starting to see how it's sitting on the market. You're starting to see loans not going through because the banks are tapped out. There's no more debt that they can turn. It's more and more and more the same. They're destroying the middle class. The rich are getting richer. And the poor are getting poorer. Like Josephine's always said, they're trying to kill us all. And it's the poor people first. And that poor line is getting more and more and more. All part of the plan. Then you got the genocide. The genocide nobody's allowed to talk about. You know, that thing over there in Israel and Gaza. Yeah, the thing that Donald Trump, RFK Jr., J.D. Vance, Marco Rubio, Tulsi Gabbard, Mike Huckabee, they all support this. And all your Zionist church followers over here in the United States that are Schofield followers all support the genocide, the killing of ethnic peoples, the destruction of them. They don't mind one iota that we send billions and billions and billions of dollars worth of bombs over to Israel to let Netanyahu and his clan of criminal murderer liars destroy the Palestinians. That shows you what kind of terrorist country we have turned into. American people are not like that, but they've been fooled. We've been fooled. We've been brainwashed to be good little slaves on the plantation, to parrot what the mainstream media tells us, to pay whatever fee, fine, or tax that they lay upon us. You know, an interesting thing. Inflation is good for government because government gets their taxes off of every dollar that is printed. And so like a sales tax, if your watermelon cost $1 last year and it cost $2 this year, the government's going to get twice as much in taxes. So you see, government loves inflation. It loves when prices goes up. Even if the price that they have to pay for their kind of stuff, you know, their little trucks and their little toys, their little road graders and backhoes and all the stuff that they all buy and all that, you know, it takes six people to run each little piece of equipment. But it doesn't matter if the price, if it costs them more, they're getting more. And with more and more comes more and more control. And Republicans and Democrats, we ain't raising taxes, but we got to because, you know, costs are going up. kind of funny how that all works. But we're here on the plantation. This is all run by the entity that hates everything good. Y'all know who I'm talking about. The guy with the little horns. Some of them call him Baal. Some of them call him Baphomet. Some call him the devil. Some of them call him Elon Musk. He wore the devil costume. Others call him Trump. And they'd be right in all the cases. You can call him Schumer. You can call him Graham. They're all the same. You can call him Rubio. The devil comes in all kinds of shapes and sizes. The devil runs the plantation, of the world. And all his minions fight amongst themselves, running their little plantations, their little human plantations. And to get ahead in the plantation world, the demons world, you have to throw away any of the good that was in you and sign in the little dotted line in blood. You'll have no empathy, no sympathy, not a care in the world for a human being. You'll get anything that you want. Why? Women, power, money. Do what I say. That's the way it is in Slavelandia. About control. It's about destroying everything good. About transhumanism. This right here, most magnificent thing ever created. God created us in the image of Him. That's one thing the devil hates worse than anything. God Himself. His image. You can do that and get you away from that and get you wanting to get rid of that and get you to transhuman. Destroy the environment. Destroy the trees. Destroy the animals. Destroy the food system. Destroy everything. Dim out the sun. Corrupt the churches where they preach nothing but lies that support genocides. Create more rules and regulations than any one man can ever keep track of. Dress up wolves in sheep's clothing. Send them out and promise the sheep freedom and liberty. So they'll follow them. Follow them right to the slaughter. Getting closer and closer to the time when it's not going to, you're not going to have a choice. You see, right now you do have a choice. You have a choice of participating in this corrupt system, remaining silent in the genocide, not speaking out against it, not speaking out against what they're doing to the economy. With this fake money. Fiat money always crashes. This is no different. There's always people that benefit from it. The majority of people don't. If I had to suspect you and I are in that majority that don't.
The economy is in its worst shape since the Great Depression, and the stock market just had its worst April since 1932. Stock market volatility. Major indices are experiencing significant declines, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average on track for its worst April performance since 1932. How many of you really believe that this is just a comedy of errors that got us here? That this is just by chance that we're here right now? This is an accident that we're here right now? That the U.S. dollar is getting erased? That is getting erased. Now, this is interesting. Look at this headline. As the dollar falters, world central banks are treading a tightrope to devalue their currency or not. They're all doing it. Have you been hearing about the European Central Bank talking about raising rates, or the Bank of Canada, or the Bank of England, or the Federal Reserve? No. They're all talking about, well, you know, we're going to be lowering rates, and now you have a president that's saying the same thing, but it's a game. How about this one? They know it's a game. Trump attacking the Fed chair Jerome Powell is a public relations play. It's a game.
You have to protect yourselves from that. Do your homework. Monetary metals, gold, silver. Raise your own food. Buy. Look at the ingredients and go to the grocery store and look at the ingredients. Try not to buy anything with a 10-letter word in it. You don't even know what the hell it is. But if you look it up, you're going to find that it is something having to do with a carcinogen or some sort of evil stuff. Now, whether RFK Jr. gets these petroleum-based dyes out of our food system or not, what he does is going to be a drop in the bucket compared to the tsunami of control and destruction that is coming across this nation and the world. I look at what they're doing with the real ID. You know, Trump come in and he's talking about, oh, we got a border crisis and all. And yeah, he sent some troops down there, but there's 1,000 here and 1,500 down here. And hey, both them boys can get around that shit easier than hell. Colonel Douglas McGregor says you need 40 to 60,000 troops down there. And in order to do something like that, I think we need to close about 800 bases around the world and bring them back, put them on the border. Put them on the border. It'd be cheaper to have them down there than it would be all over the world over there. You know, about 10 years ago, I saw a figure that the DOD spent somewhere around $250 to $280 million a day on fuel. On fuel. Hey, aviation fuel, boat fuel, truck fuel, car fuel, fuel. $280 million a day. And the United States government is the most polluting entity on the planet. Now, we could save a little bit on the planet, save a little bit on the fuel cost, get the people back here, sell the bases that we got over there, and maybe get a little bit of money back for the Doge program. It's gone to hell in a handbasket. Ain't no more Doge. You got Musk out there trying to figure out why everybody's burning up the damn cars. And trying to get his little company called the Boring Company to be qualified as a small business to get government contract. So, that Doge thing was full of shit anyway. That would just keep you busy, keep you distracted, keep you with shot full of hopium, don't you know? The plantation is a clown show. The clown show is there to keep you participating, to keep you busy, not to see the devil behind them, not to see the people that are pulling the strings. The liar in chief. Huh. What are you going to do about it, boys and girls? What are you going to do? Come on. Come on. There you are. There's a flow dog, the old Mexican flow dog. She came out there, up through here when, before Biden, I think it was the last time Trump was in, she crossed the Rio Grande, come up in here. Dirty Mexicans. Well, Josephine's back, y'all, so, I think we're going to leave it like that today. It give you something else to think about. This dirty, rotten world. A world that the devil runs. A world that we all live in. Let me know what you think in the comments. Until next time, boys and girls. Peace.
They're not done either. More dependency on the system must be created. More slaves to the system must be created here so they can issue in their new system. They want people on their knees. Then they want small businesses gone. These major corporations here, they got oceans of cash sitting behind them here. And they got shareholders too. Okay. Fine. Oh, fine. Yeah, U.S. small businesses, they don't have this kind of luxury to sell their debt off to the highest bidder. So U.S. small businesses are under attack directly by President Trump calling for lower rates, colluding with the Federal Reserve to destroy the purchasing power of the dollar even further. And you, my beautiful friends, are paying for every freaking piece of it. Imagine that.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right. If we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? You realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?